بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بلدة طيبة ورب غفور صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, in tonight's Isha Salah we heard some verses of Surah Saba in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the city Saba. And Mufassirin give detailed explanation, a very basic explanation or the crux of those verses that we heard tonight, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes the fact that we should be making sincere shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing our gratitude to Allah Rabbul Izzat for all the bounties that He has bestowed us. And He explains the condition of the people of Saba, whom Allah bestowed with the luxuries of this world. Allah says, بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ. The city was absolutely beautiful. It was a pure city. Mufassirin explained that there were no insects and there were no harmful reptiles or anything that's going to cause any pain or suffering to the people there. The air was so fresh, that any person who was traveling and coming past and perhaps he had some lice on his body, whatever it was, the moment he entered the city, immediately those insects will die because of the freshness of that city, the air of that city. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it such that there were gardens on each side of that city, and those gardens were not ordinary gardens, absolutely beautiful, laden with fruit. A woman who just had to carry her basket, an empty basket on her head, and just merely walk through a few rows of this huge garden, which were laden with fruit, the trees were laden with fruit. She just walked past without having to stretch out and pluck any fruit. Her mere walking with the empty basket on her head, by the time she just passes a little distance, her basket would be full of fruit. Allah gave them everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had warned them because fa'aradu. This word i'rad in the Quran comes in various places. When a person turns away from the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not show gratefulness, he does not show gratitude, he is not appreciative of all the bounties that Allah has bestowed upon him. And he doesn't obey Allah Rabbul Izzat. These people did not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were warned. They could see rats coming that was going to eat up the wall that was protecting the city from the dam. And they thought that they were very intelligent, so they brought cats to eat those rats. My respected brothers and elders, can any person defeat or overpower the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. Those cats were destroyed. The wall of the dam collapsed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely destroyed all the luxury these people had, all the comfort. They had such comfort that in the verses that continue, Allah says, in their journeys, they would travel far and wide, and to ease their journeys, which were very tedious and long journeys, Allah made it so easy for them, that there were so many resting places in between from destination A to point B, wherever they were going, from one place to the destination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how we have from here to Johannesburg, we have so many garages on the way, Shell Ultra and so many others, that a person can rest for a little while, can take a break. Like that, every short distance, Allah had such beautiful places for them to rest. And Allah made the journeys quicker for them to traverse. What did they ask Allah ta'ala? Ba'id bayna asfarina. We don't know reach our destination so quickly. Let our journeys be long. Allah is making things easy for them, and they're asking for ridiculous things. They're being absurd in the demands, they're being foolish. This was the ungratefulness of them. If you look at our lives, so many things Allah has made so easy and pleasant for us, and Allah has given us every single ni'mat that we can think of. How are we responding to these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we showing shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ. Allah says, it was a very beautiful city. And Allah says, وَرَبُّ الْغَفُورُ in the same verse, بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبُّ الْغَفُورُ. You made a mistake, turn to Allah. You were ungrateful, now be grateful to Allah. You disobeyed, obey Allah. You make tawbah, make istighfar. Turn to Allah, because Allah is most forgiving, Allah is most merciful. In our lives, we commit sins. Daily we committing sins. May Allah conceal our sins. May Allah give us the tawfiq of having that penitent heart, turning to Allah, returning to Allah, begging Allah for forgiveness. We made a mistake. Oh Allah, I made a mistake. Ya Allah, I was overpowered by nafs and shaitan. Oh Allah, I'm sincerely turning to you. Ya Allah, you are ghafoor rahim. This is what Allah wants from us. And that the ni'mat that Allah has bestowed upon us, whether it is our limbs, our tongue, our eyes, our ears, our hands, our feet, whether it is the money that Allah has given us, whether it is the wealth that Allah has given us, the health Allah has given us, the homes that Allah has given us, the dini bounties, the masajid that Allah has given us, the madaris, the ulama, the mashayikh. All these are great bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are ungrateful regarding any bounty, that bounty is then snatched away. Allah removes it. Mashayikh have mentioned so often that when an alim of a town, if he is not shown any type of gratitude, people go against him, unnecessarily criticize him, then Allah takes him away. Then they regret that now there's no person to guide us. We have masajid, we have madaris, we have makatib, we have hifz classes, we have different organizations. People are doing good work, welfare work. They're helping not only the Muslim, but the non-Muslim. So all these are bounties. Allah has given you and I a chance, an opportunity to participate in, to thank Allah. Oh Allah, we made sajda now, the sajda, the forehead, we were able to place on the ground. And even if a person was not well and he was sitting on the chair, but Allah gave him that opportunity to say subhanallah, to say Allahu Akbar, to turn to Allah, to pray before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great bounty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the people of Sabah. Their fruit were no longer sweet, it became absolutely bitter and thorny trees. All this was an account of their making nashukri. Allah uses a very powerful word. وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقٍ. We tore that town into pieces. Person takes a sheet and he tears it into small, small pieces. Like that Allah literally tore that town into pieces. Let us not test the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All Allah wants us to be grateful servants in the different bounties Allah has given us. Let us make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more shukr you make, two things come to mind immediately is, وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. You thank Allah, Allah will become happy with you. Person's father or mother gives him something. And you are thankful. You say, Jazakallah. You show words of appreciation. How happy the parent becomes. Or you give your child something. If the child just takes it and moves away, he doesn't even tell you Jazakallah, how do you feel? But at least say Jazakallah. Where's your thanks? Where's your gratitude? So if you make shukr to Allah, وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. Allah will become pleased with you. When Allah becomes pleased, what else do we want? And the other verse, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. You make shukr, Allah will increase you in that bounty. And with great, great, great emphasis, Allah says, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Undoubtedly, I will increase you in those bounties. Make shukr on the iman we have, the deen we have, being ummatis of Rasulullah sallam. So Allah has given us beshumar ni'mats, countless of ni'mats. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will not snatch away any bounty. Yes, there will be tests at times. And the reason for the test is so that we become more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes Allah will also make us make some sabr also. So both the shukr will bring us closer to Allah and the sabr also will make us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not want us to behave in such a way that only when we are in desperate need, then we are turning to Him. But the moment Allah gives us prosperity, Allah gives us ease and comfort, then we turn away. وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ. Again the word أَعْرَضَ comes. أَعْرَضَ يُعْرِضُ إِعْرَاضَ. Allah says another verse, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي overturns away from my remembrance, i'rab. So he turns away from Allah Ta'ala, dhikr, Quran, shari'at, the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Allah says for him is a very tight, narrow, miserable, wretched life. He may have the things of this world, but no chain in his life. He has to take sleeping tablets. All the time anxious. His anxiety is not for the akhirat. Anxiety is regarding the dunya. The child becomes troublesome. The wife becomes troublesome. His staff at the factory, at the warehouse, or in the institution, whatever it may be, things become so wretched, narrow, miserable for him. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And even worse, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah says, we raise him blind. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Allah, why did you raise me blind? Where I could see very well in this world. Allah will say, did not my signs come to you? You ignored it. You turned away. Today I am also going to ignore you. Imagine Allah ignoring us on the day of Qiyamah. There are various ahadith, inshallah, some other occasion, where Rasulullah has mentioned several types of people whom Allah, لا يكلمهم الله يوم القيامة. Allah won't talk to them kindly and politely on the day of Qiyamah. Allah won't look at them with a merciful glance on the day of Qiyamah. Allah won't purify them from their sins. Allah won't forgive them. For them is a painful punishment. But that person who turned to Allah, even though he made mistakes in life, Allah gave him the chance of making tawbah. He made tawbah. He made istighfar. Times of prosperity, he made shukr. Times of difficulty, he made sabr. Shukr, sabr, carried on. Tawbah, istighfar. He stumbled, he woke up, he fell, he woke up, he continued. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulls him, draws him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forgives him. Allah has mercy on such a person. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah puts him under his shade. Allah becomes happy with that person. He is successful. He passed the test in this world. Despite his feebleness, despite his weaknesses, despite how many sins he may have committed, but he turned to Allah. He made tawbah. He made istighfar. He made genuine attempts to change his life. As I mentioned the other day, take baby steps towards Allah, Allah comes running towards you. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq to be grateful servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A ni'mat is only realized when it is snatched away, taken away. When our parents are alive, we don't show them the respect, love and kindness. When they're gone, how we pine for them. How we miss them. So may Allah Ta'ala give all of us a tawfiq of making that a fervent effort, a genuine, a sincere attempt. It must come from the recesses of our heart. That, oh Allah, I really, really, really want to become your friend. I want to become a wali. Allah, you cleanse me, you purify me. And Allah will make every way possible for us. May Allah Ta'ala accept our coming here. May Allah help us to make a dhikrullah correctly with love, muhabbat, with the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the azmat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah, so that in solitude, wherever we are, whether we're in the car, whether at workplace, of course, whilst you're busy doing some work, then you can't make zikr loudly, but your tongues can move. So many times, zikr is so easy, so easy, so easy, you don't even have to have wudu to make zikr. You don't have to be in a park state to make zikrullah. See, even whilst lying in your bed, you don't even have to sit up to make the dhikr of Allah. Then to Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, whatever it is. Allah grant all of us tawfiq wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Sayyid Durush Sharif. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you, Ya Allah, for every single ni'mat that you have bestowed upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, big ni'mat, small ni'mat, whatever bounty you have given us, my Allah. Ya Allah, beshumar, countless of ni'mat you have given us, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially the ni'mat of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ni'mat of Islam, my Allah. Ni'mat of this deed, my Allah. Ni'mat of being an ummati of our beloved Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ni'mat of being able to read our salat, my Allah. Salat into jamaat, ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ni'mat of taking your Mubarak name, my Allah. The ni'mat of reading salawat upon Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us true shakireen, my Allah. Make us true dhakireen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us true ta'ibeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for being ungrateful servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not snatch away this ni'mat away from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, increase us in all in good ni'mat, my Allah. Ya Allah, increase us in ni'mat, my Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us do all those things that will gain your pleasure, your happiness, my Allah. Protect us from all those asbab, my Allah. Protect us from all those things, my Allah, that will earn your wrath and displeasure, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, my Allah. You are Rabbun Ghafoor, my Allah. You are the most forgiving, most merciful Allah. Ya Allah, despite our weaknesses, my Allah. Despite our deficiencies, my Allah. Allah, despite our disobedience, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are still prepared to forgive us, my Allah. Allah, therefore we are turning to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak Majlis, there are elderly people here. There are ulama ikiram here. Ya Allah, there are huffaz sitting here. There are masum children sitting here, my Allah. Mothers and sisters listening at home, my Allah. Whichever part of the world they may be here. My Allah, with some person's sincerity, my Allah. Somebody's ikhlas, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our tawbah, my Allah. Accept our istighfar, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us, my Allah. From every type of musibat, my Allah. Dunyawi musibat, ya Allah. Ukhrawi musibat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't make any musibat come upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever difficulty has come upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove this wabah, my Allah. Remove this, ya Allah, these diseases that have come, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Protect us also from those diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many of them, ya Allah, are recovering, my Allah. Ya Allah, for some the recovery has become quick, alhamdulillah. We make shukr to you, Allah. Ya Allah, some are still battling and struggling, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them the taqat, tandarusti, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them back the full strength, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many in hospitals, my Allah. Somebody has gone through an accident, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many, ya Allah, on the ventilators, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many in ICU, my Allah. So many have got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have been for different treatments, my Allah. You are a Shafi, my Allah. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them complete Shifa, my Allah.
Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, especially our family members, my Allah. Ya Allah, if our parents have passed on, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the qabr iradatu min riyadul jannah, gardens of paradise, protect them from the azab of qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, if our parents are still living, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to become obedient to them, help us to make the khidmat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become the coolness of the eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Allah, grant all those who are sitting here tonight, all those who are listening to this program, my Allah. All those who have raised their hands now, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, my Allah. Grant us complete afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat in dunya, afiyat in akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Give us halal sustenance, my Allah. Make it be plentiful, my Allah. Make it come to us with ease, my Allah. Without us having to stretch our hands to any person, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are basit, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who gives rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from haram. Ya Allah, don't make us eat haram, my Allah. Don't make our income be haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, fitna of the fitteen, hasr of the hasireen, zulm of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Ya Allah, nothing is difficult for you, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you wish, my Allah, this pandemic can come to an end at this very moment, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our masajid, Ya Allah, restore it how it used to be before, my Allah, that you were able to come to the masjid with ease, without any difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts be attached again to your house, my Allah. Open your doors to Hajj and Umrah again, my Allah. Ya Allah, ziyarat al-harameen sharifeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, how we are pining to stand, my Allah. Before beloved Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah, before the Rosa Mubarak, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah, it is because of our doings, my Allah, we are deprived of these ni'mats, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we heard about shukr now, my Allah, we are making tawbah for being ungrateful, my Allah. Open your doors, my Allah. Open your doors again, my Allah. Ya Allah, make there be peace, aman and aman throughout the four corners of the globe, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us die with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, it may be difficult, Ya Allah, for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, but my Allah, we are making that sincere, fervent dua, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you to take us there, my Allah, and give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. And baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, that's the only thing that we can hope for, my Allah. At least we are buried in Jannatul Baqi and we die with Iman, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, we'll be raised with the people of Baqi, my Allah. In the company of beloved Rasulullah, Allah. Ya Allah, let us die with Iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us dafan in Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kawthar water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hijab kitab. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal. Protect us, my Allah. Protect all our family members, our students, our asatis, our mashayikh, our musallis, mutalliqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, when Dajjal will emerge, my Allah, don't make them become victims of Dajjal and follow Dajjal, my Allah. Make the iman be strong, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the iman be strong, my Allah. Make them be in the jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi, radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Isa, alayhi salatu wassalam, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, the work of da'wat and tabligh, accept them, my Allah. Allah, help us to strive in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, the efforts of the mashayikh in the khankas, in madaris, hifz classes, makatib, Ya Allah, different organizations, different individuals, my Allah. They are doing such good work, Ya Allah, and nobody even knows except you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them taraqqi, Ya Allah, progress, my Allah, accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool farma, Ya Allah. Different people requested duas, especially those who are sick, my Allah.
Ya Allah, grant them, Ya Allah, the fulfillment of all the du'as. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqin imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu al alim. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.